No, I've decided that I want to go for a higher office, or rather a representative office, to run for governor of one of our regions in Kenya. And according to the law, I have to resign as a government spokesperson to do that. And after serving in this government for over 8 years, I felt it was about time that I went back to the grassroots so I could serve my people even better.
Some are asking what necessitated this move at this particular time.
Well, it's the law is very clear that we need at least 6 months before the general election. But also after 8 years of serving this government and going through so many changes, participating in so many government projects, I feel like I've been a student of real politics from President Mwai Kibaki, of real development. And I feel like now I'm ready now to break out on my own and to pass my knowledge and my abilities to change the lives of my people.
Which county are you vying for the governorship?
I'm vying for one of the largest counties in the country. It's called Machakos, which is a county neighboring Nairobi. It is a county of the future because we are going to build an internet city, a global telecommunications center in that county, which will be serving the whole of Africa. So it needs somebody who really understands systems, governance. It needs somebody who is corrupt-free. It needs somebody who is visionary, young, energetic, to actually usher this international standard city into the world.
Some are asking that realistically, what do you think your chances are in the election of the governorship?
Well, we are going for a win. We had a lot of research done, a lot of work done, listened to the ground, and we know that failure is not an option. My chances are very high because I offer an alternative voice. I offer a voice of change, a voice of hope, and a voice of real work. You know, I'm not just politicking. It is about changing the lives of people. It's about provision of water, the basic services that people need to have so they can move into the next realm of self-actualization. That is, then people understand that, and they know that I have a lot of experience in running government issues, so they don't want, as is owned, the normal politicians to bicker, incite others. They want somebody who can actually come and govern, because the position is all about governance.
Some people have said you serve as the mouthpiece of the government, and sometimes some positions that the government took were not necessarily popular in Kenya, and that could undermine your candidacy. What is your take on that?
These are very different. You see, what the elite were talking about in places like Nairobi and what was being believed and received on the ground is totally different. And so on the ground, I have a lot of credibility. But nonetheless, anyway, I'm writing a book about my experiences, and some of these criticisms are called shooting the messenger, which will lay clear, which will really tell the truth about what has been happening in our country.